AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hurricane Milton making its way across the Gulf of Mexico toward Florida, now as a Category 5.
Maximum wind speeds of 180 miles per hour.
The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome.
Tampa, Cape Coral, Orlando, basically the entire I-4 corridor. You need to be preparing for hurricane conditions. So no more waiting and looking. You need to be securing your home, making sure this is the time to put up your shutters. If you're going to do that, if you're going to leave or evacuate the area, this is the time to do that.
A major threat.
10 to 15 feet of storm surge. Put that in perspective, I'm 6 feet tall. That's more than two of me high. And if this is realized, that is more surge than was experienced during Helene.
Meantime, Norman Hall reports home insurers are calling for a major premium hike in North Carolina.
With many western North Carolina residents still lacking power and running water from Hurricane Helene, a hearing began Monday on the insurance industry's request to raise homeowner premiums statewide by more than 42% on average. The industry is seeking proposed increases varying widely from just over 4% in parts of the mountains to 99% in some beach areas. Across 11 western counties that were hit hard by Helene, including the Asheville area, the requested increase is 20.5%. The industry says higher premiums are needed to assure profits and the ability to pay claims. But other experts are expected to tell regulators to cut premiums. I'm Norman Hall.
On the anniversary of the October 7 attacks into Israel, Hamas launched a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv, while Hezbollah launched more than 170 toward northern Israel. And the Israeli military is telling residents to stay off the beaches and fishermen off the sea ahead of operations on Lebanon's southern coast. And intelligence officials are warning Russia and China are targeting House and Senate races with disinformation. This is AP News. A spacecraft is on its way to investigate a crash site on an asteroid.
Engines full power and liftoff. Go Hera, go Falcon, go SpaceX.
The European Space Agency's Hera spacecraft rocketed away on a two-year journey to the small, harmless asteroid rammed by NASA 2 years ago. It's a dress rehearsal for the day a killer space rock threatens Earth. The spacecraft was launched by SpaceX from Cape Canaveral. It's the second part of a planetary defense test that could one day help save the planet. Researchers want to know whether DART, short for Double Asteroid Redirection Test, left a crater or perhaps reshaped the 500-foot asteroid more dramatically. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And in baseball, the Tigers have evened their series against the Guardians at one game apiece, with a 3-0 victory in Cleveland today, Game 3 Wednesday in Detroit. And just underway in New York, Game 2 for the Royals and Yankees, the Yanks having taken Game 1. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.